broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful day. The sky is blue. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's just stimulating to be alive today. Well, today with us, of course, is Mike McHugh, and Mike is going to be talking about the new Supreme Court, I shouldn't say Supreme Court, but Appellate Court jurisdiction decision here in California that would make it illegal for parents to homeschool their children unless they had some sort of a degree in teaching, which, of course, is total foolishness. In fact, the reason that you don't want to send your children to public school is because the teachers there do have degrees, and unfortunately, they've been indoctrinated in a lot of crazy ideas that make what they teach your children hazardous to their health. Well, with that as a background, Mike, why don't you come on, tell us a little bit about who you are, why you're concerned, and what we can do about this crazy decision and this threat to our children.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stanley. It's good to be with you. I have a background in Christian home education, having been really on the ground floor of the movement for nearly 30 years now, working in a Christian school by the name of Christian Liberty Academy, which is on the outskirts of Chicago, in a place called Arlington Heights, Illinois. And we have a regular day school here where children come each day, kindergarten through 12th grade, and also a very extensive nationwide, even worldwide, outreach through a full-service structured homeschool program. And so that has been my area of work and involvement over the years. And I well remember, Doctor, those early years when homeschooling was first beginning to come on the scene again. And I'm talking now about, again, roughly 25, 30 years ago when attacks against homeschoolers, the likes of which we've seen of late in California, were fairly routine. But, of course, those battles were fought, and by God's grace, in large measure, they were won, whether it be in the courts or in the state legislatures around the country many years ago. And, of course, many of us that have been involved with homeschooling throughout the years, we pretty much thought the battle was over. That is, until the appellate court in Los Angeles there decided else, you know, recently to the contrary.
All right, fine. Well, of course, certainly we have a few organizations like Mike Ferris with the Homeschool Legal Defense, and certainly in California, Brad Dacus with Pacific Justice Foundation are on the front lines of this battle. But what is your take on this? Why do you think the Supreme Court, why the appellate court judges came up with such a ridiculous decision, really, of course, overriding the tradition that had been established here in California? What was the decision? Was it, what, two to one?
Yes, and, you know, this decision released on the 28th of February, I think, in answer to your question, simply was a case where the family was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And by that I mean, if you follow this case to its original origin, you find out that the Long family, living in Los Angeles area, actually this case began to be initiated over a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, actually. And so this has been bouncing through the lower courts for some time. Ironically, after this had been in the courts for well over a year, the Superior Court viewed this case and basically said, you know, we might not like what this family is doing in every nuance, but the bottom line is we can't stop them. These parents have a constitutional right to do what they're doing, and that's how we view it. And it was only then that this case was brought up on appeal and went to the appellate court. So what you find, I think, is a case where when it came right down to the appellate court needing to make its ruling, what happened just prior to the ruling was this unbelievable situation in which Governor Schwarzenegger signed off on a law that required the public schools in California to begin teaching not just toleration of so-called alternative lifestyles such as homosexuality, but outright condoning of such behavior as being completely normative and proper and all the rest of it. And that began a very public move by many in California to exit the public schools. There was a groundswell of interest in people leaving the system, figuring, and rightfully so,
Hold that thought, Mike. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is well known to our listeners, and his name is Mike McHugh, and he's with the Christian school back there in Arlington Heights in Illinois. And is that very large Christian school that was back there?
It is, in fact. Interestingly enough, about 22 years ago, we obtained the facility we're in now, which used to be a public high school called Arlington Heights High School, 210,000 square feet of a beautiful facility, which by God's grace we were able to get by public auction when it closed down. And it has been a marvelous facility in which we house our 950 day school students as well as our full-service homeschool program. It all operates out of this facility, so praise the Lord, we've been making good use of it.
Well, actually, I had interviewed the man who was there many years ago. I think he was the one who actually got the school, and then he passed away. He had a heart attack, and we hadn't had any contact with anyone from that school for such a long period of time. What was his name?
His name was Dr. Paul Lindstrom.
Paul Lindstrom. Well, we had some wonderful conversations with Paul.
Anyway, well, I miss him, that's for sure.
I'm sure you do, and we miss him as well. Well, anyway, we're glad that you're on top of this situation. Now, what do you think is going to happen? Is this going to be appealed to the state Supreme Court? What's the next step?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stanley. I think that this is simply a precedent which would be like the sword of Damocles hanging over almost 200,000 parents' heads. Now, this must be appealed, and I'm confident it will be appealed within the next few weeks. And obviously, it's going to take probably a few months before we find out what direction this appeal is going to take. But also, we've heard in recent days, by way of an update, that the State Department of Education in California is putting a moratorium on any kind of action. In other words, they've told us that they're not going to be, in effect, enforcing this decision until there is a final ruling one way or another, and Governor Schwarzenegger's office is also, in this political election year, is waving the white flag saying, don't worry, calm down. If the courts don't fix this thing on appeal up to the Supreme Court, we'll fix it down the road with a new law if we have to, protecting the rights of homeschoolers. So we'll see what happens.
I think Arnold is an excellent politician. He knows he's in trouble with a lot of his constituents because of his decision to bring in this crazy law which says that in schools you can't refer to mother and father, or everything has to be gender neutral. You have to accept homosexual marriages and lesbian marriages and transvestite. I don't know what transvestites do, but be that as it may, there are four different genders. We've got to tolerate all of them. And, of course, that they want to use our schools to indoctrinate our children, that this depraved lifestyle is normal. I mean, what madness is that? Well, anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger signed the law, and at least on this position, he's doing the right thing. So he's right about 50% of the time, maybe less, but occasionally he's right. He's right on the issue of taxation. And of course, the thing is that Arnold Schwarzenegger has his eyes on much higher office. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole situation plays out. He's a very smart man, but he's certainly totally unprincipled. Unfortunately, on this side, he's on the right issue. So we applaud his decision to support the families who want to homeschool their children. Well, certainly, you've seen the end result of homeschooled children. Mike, every time I've seen a homeschooled child, they seem to be head and shoulders over the children who go to the public schools and have their morals and ideology corrupted.
Well, I have the pleasure to be a homeschool dad myself, Doctor, and I can tell you firsthand that it has been a tremendous, as we enter our 16th year, my wife and I, of homeschooling. We're now, having paid our dues in those early years, we now are reaping tremendous rewards. Our two oldest daughters are graduated from college and are doing, praise God, are doing very, very well. One was a National Merit Scholarship winner, et cetera, et cetera. And more importantly than any of the academic stuff, I think that as you rub shoulders with these young people who have been homeschooled, you find out that they actually can think. They're actually used to not being just spoon-fed propaganda, but these people have been required, because of the personal attention that they've been getting day in and day out with their moms and dads, they've been required to take ownership over their own learning, and this has made a tremendous difference in their lives. And, of course, this becomes even more valuable as they get out into the so-called real world, where they have to begin to take responsibility for their own learning, their own development in whatever career or calling God has for them. And so homeschooling has definitely been a blessing not only in my family but in so many other families I've noted.
One thing I'm glad is that the Department of Education here in California is not going to push this issue, at least for the time being. It can go to the state Supreme Court, and then it can go to the national Supreme Court. It's going to be very interesting to see how this scenario plays out. I know a lot of parents were really very upset when this decision came forward, and but anyway, right now everything's on hold. Is that right?
That's correct, Doctor. Everything is in a holding pattern at this stage. Frankly, the more time that passes, I begin to see this as a blessing in disguise. I think that for the longest time now, parents have forgotten the tremendous price that was paid by those early families that really, as the pioneers, they took the arrows, they took the abuse and ridicule so that this generation of parents could be free to pursue what they know is the right kind of training for their children. And so I think this has been a good wake-up call for a lot of parents, not only in California, but throughout the country, to thank God for the liberties that were carved out for them many years ago.
Well, what's the next step as far as you're concerned? Certainly, homeschooling is a success, but how are we going to get more parents to go ahead and homeschool? This is one of the big problems. Certainly, we have friends who are out there trying to, you know, get every parent to realize that they're not doing right by their children when they send them to public schools. But, of course, some parents really can't homeschool, and the fact that they, you know, suddenly they have to have two families working to simply make a living, and some people just don't want to be bothered with it. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. I never kid anyone when I start talking seriously about homeschooling. The fact of the matter is, it is a big challenge, but the stakes are high, Doctor, and that's, I think, the message I want to give your audience today. It's much later than many people realize. And when you begin to pick up the newspapers and realize that one in four children, young people today, has a venereal disease, that should begin to start to sink into some people that it is late, the stakes are high, and we need to begin to get our children out of these brainwashing mills known as the government schools, and we need to do it right away. We don't have any more time to waste and play games. We need to make our moves now.
Well, I certainly agree with you. There are 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease, and that doesn't take into the account of the non-viral venereal diseases. I certainly one in every three young black men is in prison, probation or parole today. We have over 2,300,000 people in prison, and over 7 million Americans who are either in prison, probation, or parole. That's a pretty poor commentary on where we stand today, and if we don't take America back, we're going to lose this nation.
Well, the good news is that we still have, and this is really quite amazing when you stop and think about it, as messed up as things are generally, God has still left a window open. There is still an ark available in the midst of the storm, and the ark is Christian education and or Christian homeschooling. And the parents who now see the handwriting on the wall, if they don't make their moves now while they still got the freedom and the opportunity to jump into the ark, then they have no one to blame when the waters begin to, and the deluge comes, and it's coming right as we speak. If they don't make the move now, they've got nobody to blame but themselves if they get washed away with the tide.
Amen to that. Well, I think that it's time that the parents really understand that your children are not going to get a good education in public schools. And when our kids graduate from high school, they cannot compete on average with the children from, you know, from third and fourth rate nations. And yet those children, many of them are getting a better education than the children right here in the United States. Our kids can't spell, they can't pronounce, they can't read, they can't do math. And that didn't happen by accident. You couldn't do such a poor job of education unintentionally. But then, of course, those people who have a different outlook on the world really don't want an educated public. In fact, we go back to the times of slavery. One of the greatest crimes that a person could commit was to actually educate their black slaves. They didn't want them to have an education in the South because then they begin to think for themselves. And isn't it interesting, we're seeing almost the same process today where our kids are not being taught not to think for themselves and look at the problems that we're developing in our society.
Well, and I think on top of that, Dr. Stanley, there's no shortage of irony in all this, how in these days of economic uncertainty and difficulty, so many people are preoccupied, moms and dads, with their economic well-being of their household. And meanwhile, their most precious, valuable commodity that they have as a family are their children's souls. You know, what does it gain a person if they gain the whole world, the Bible says, but lose their own soul? I mean, parents need to realize that they need to put even more concern in protecting the souls and minds, precious minds and hearts of their children, than they do even about their economic well-being. And, you know, that's something that parents are missing here. We need to begin to get our priorities straight again.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that the people who hate Christianity over on the front lines of the battle to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and they've done a pretty good job of it. And it's about time that people understand that if they send their child into this godless environment, why would they be surprised if the child came out in a godless state? Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. Mike McHugh, who's been involved with homeschooling for a long period of time, and will certainly invite your calls at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791, right here at Genesis.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Mike McHugh, and he certainly works with homeschooling back there in Arlington Heights in Illinois, with the school there that Peter Lindstrom had actually formed and for so many, very many years. And anyway, of course, it's a pleasure to talk to Mike about what's going on in homeschooling. Homeschooling is certainly by far the best method of education. Certainly, private Christian schools are fine, but of course they're not all like the one there in Arlington Heights. And I can tell you, we formed a Christian school here in California, in Scotts Valley. Sent my kids to it, and that school, within just a relatively few years, was infiltrated by a couple of people who were really there to destroy the faith of the children. You have to understand that our enemies never sleep. They have an agenda, and they're after the souls of our children. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment for Mike, because homeschooling, I'm firmly convinced, gives those students the best possible chance of growing up to be a useful and productive human beings, but even more than that, as Mike had said, to preserve their relationship with the Lord, because believe me, there's so much out there to undermine their belief. In fact, as you know, we are involved really in a spiritual battle, and the forces of darkness which are there are questing the souls, trying to obtain the souls of everyone they possibly can. So understand what we're up against, and certainly in the public schools, they will undermine the faith of the children. In fact, that's one of the major thrusts of modern-day education, public school education, and so much of the college education that goes on is to undermine the faith of the children. And even in some of our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, there are professors planted there to raise questions in the young people's minds about the validity of the Holy Scriptures. What are your thoughts, Mike?
Well, not only is that true, Doctor, but we are now far enough down this road to where I have often said that I think today homeschooling is almost as important for the parents as it is for the children, because the parents now that are coming into homeschooling fairly new to it all, themselves, by and large, have been brainwashed, and they end up benefiting tremendously from good, solid Christian curriculum, and they end up receiving an education in many respects, Doctor, that they themselves were deprived of. And so I think the benefit of homeschooling, providing a kind of a renaissance within the family unit, doesn't just end with the children. It actually just begins there. It ends up also bleeding over into the parents' lives and blessing them with an education that they themselves missed out on.
That's a very interesting point. I never thought of that, but I'm sure it's actually absolutely true. And really, so many of our people, even from my generation, never got phonics in school. We never learned how to spell out or sound out words, and of course, it's much far worse than that today. And what they're doing, right now they're saying, gee, maybe we better start changing the way we're teaching math, because the kids don't know any math. Well, they don't know any math because they've been intentionally deprived of being drilled at all in the various tables. Multiplication, subtraction, and division, and this has been a conscious effort to dumb down our children. They've been successful. Our children, of course, have paid a terrible, terrible price, and, it's so much easier to learn when you're young. And, of course, what a terrible thing to destroy the mind of a child. Our number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Now, they really created quite a hysteria out here in California, initially after the appellate court jurisdiction or decision came down. Has that pretty well quieted down in California and across the nation?
Well, it seems so. As I connect with homeschool leaders and as well as parents, we had several phone calls from parents that are on our homeschool program from California in recent days, and I think we've been able to manage, right, by the grace of God, to calm them down, and yet at the same time, there still is some nervousness out there, to be sure. I think that really the mettle of the parents today is being tested to see whether or not they have the spunk and the resolve that previous generations did to stand for what's right. And I think parents, once again, in this generation are having to realize there really are some things in life that are worth suffering for, that are worth being ridiculed or persecuted over. And clearly, if parents today understand the urgency of this battle, they will hang in there, they will not panic, and they will make a stand for this important issue.
Somebody once said that those who don't have anything they're willing to fight or die for really don't have anything worth living for. And I agree with you totally. I mean, we are involved in a battle, and you're going to have to stand up there, out there in the listening audience. You're going to have to stand up, or you're going to lose your children, and you may very lose your wealth, and maybe even your lives.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Mike McHugh. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. And Mike, before we go on, do you have a web page or telephone number or anything you'd like to get out on the program?
I'd love to. Thank you, Doctor. Yes, if families want to learn more about homeschooling or the program we offer, they simply go to www.homeschools.com. That is an S on the end of it, then .org, O-R-G.
One more time. You always have to give your web page twice on radio.
Very good. Well, it's www.homeschools.org, O-R-G.
All right, fine. And how many children do you have in your homeschooling program, the one that you have there out of your institution?
Well, presently, Doctor, we're serving 16,000 homeschoolers across the 50 states and in about 51 foreign countries.
That is amazing. It really is. In fact, certainly when we had Paul Lindstrom on here, well, we used to talk about that, and I hope that some of our listeners had actually, put their children into his program. And is this basically the same program that he had before, or have you changed it much?
No, other than making some of the technological changes to try to enhance certain things, fundamentally, philosophically, it's the same exact program as always.
Okay, fine. And because we had excellent reports from what it was before. And how long has Paul been gone? It must be 4 or 5 years, isn't it?
Well, it's already been just a little bit over 5 years. And,
right.
His legacy, by God's grace, lives on. He impacted a goodly number of people here, including myself. And we're much in his debt, as we are in the Lord's, for the legacy that is still with us.
In fact, I remember he told me how it was that you happened to get that beautiful facility, and it really was sort of they were planning on somebody else getting it, and you bid just a little bit more. I've forgotten all the details, but the other side was furious. The public schools were furious. In fact, they wanted to try to buy the school back, and Paul wouldn't sell it because it was an amazing facility and just what you needed for a good, private school.
Well, it was literally, I think of that verse that talks about the Lord opening up the windows of heaven and giving you a blessing so much that you can barely contain it. And clearly that was the case here. We have from the very beginning and continue to regard this place that God has given to us, our base of operations, as a real gift.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. We're already more or less talking about homeschooling. Certainly we have a friend, Ray Moore. I don't know if you know Ray, but he's working down there in South Carolina trying to get children out of the public schools and into homeschooling programs.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with that. And, the message that he's sending out is the same one we've sent out for years, and that is parents need to begin to identify that all education is religious, inescapably so. We need to let parents know about the myth of neutrality, that no school or no classroom is neutral, that all facts that teachers begin to teach children take on their significance in light of the philosophical framework in which those teachers are coming from. So parents need to realize the choice is not public school versus religious school, because all schools are religious. The only question is, what religion do you want your children to have?
And certainly they do teach them a religion in public schools today, and it's one of the hatred of the God of the Bible, and they're getting all into occultism and New Ageism, and it's really tragic how confused so many young people are. And it will take them many times a dozen or more years to get their mind straightened out after they graduate from high school or from college. I know that's the way it was with me, and it took a long time before I could begin to think independently and begin to read a newspaper and understand that the information of that newspaper was there not to reveal what was happening, but to conceal what was happening and to mobilize and to manipulate my emotions and my reality. And what a wonderful thing it was one day when I was able to read a newspaper and be able to think independent of the words that were on the page. Well, certainly our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest, Mike McGee, and of course we're just basically talking about homeschooling and this whole program, this whole process, which really transforms the life of the family. But I think in many respects it draws the parents closer to the children and the children closer to the parents. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have found over the years that the number one reason why my wife and I continue to make the effort to homeschool has been because of the fact that it has forged deep and abiding family relationships. And this, to me, is the most precious reward that has flowed out of the commitment to homeschooling. The fact that we don't have a generation gap in our family. We can relate well with one another and have learned a lot growing together as a family. And this clearly has been, of all the blessings that have flown out of homeschooling, clearly for my wife and I, this is number one.
Well, how many children do you have?
Well, we have seven children, and they range all the way from ages 23 down to age 5.
So you've got your hands full.
That we do. But, of course, I say we're homeschooling. But, you know, and that's true, of course. But you also realize that, you know, there's a support base here that we've been blessed with. We have grandmas and grandpas who help out, and we have other friends from church who lend a hand and give us support and encouragement. So, you know, there really is a local community that has grown up here over the years, which we're tapped into as well. So we're not an island, and we're not successful by any means simply by just being out there as the Lone Ranger. But we have yoked ourselves together with other people of like mind. We lean upon one another. We help one another. We encourage one another. And that has really made the difference.
Well, I'm sure it does. And certainly, isn't there sort of a homeschool community where, of course, one homeschooling family will help another homeschooling family and to have social events so that the kids can get in contact with other children?
Oh, no question that this has been a priority amongst homeschooling groups that has only deepened over the years. And thankfully, at least up until the very recent past in places like California, parents more and more were feeling the freedom to be able to get out there and make those important contacts and connections with people in church and in the community, to be able to have a well-rounded educational experience for their children. And that's why it's so important, this battle that we started talking about today in California and challenging the rights of homeschoolers, because if we go back into a new dark age, then the homeschooling movement really is going to suffer, not just on a technical legal level, but we're going to suffer because, once again, homeschool kids will have to go back in hiding like they did many, many years ago. And if that's the case, Doctor, everybody loses.
Amen to that. Well, we have a caller. Who do we have calling? Hi, Richard from Maryland.
Yes, Aberdeen, Maryland.
Hi, good. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, it's more of a comment. I thought that homeschool children had to follow a state-approved curriculum. Is that not true?
Is that true, Mike? Do homeschool children have to follow a state?
In California and in the vast majority of states, they don't have to have the content be state-approved, except, like, for example, in California, like most states, there are certain subjects that are mandated, for example, history and reading and writing and so forth. But the actual content of the curriculum is, in large measure anyway, left up to the discretion of the person running the home school.
All right. Does that answer your question,
follow
Richard?
Up. A follow-up.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't they have to go in and be tested once every so often?
Okay, what about government testing of the children?
Well, here again, every one of the 50 states has separate and unique school laws, but as we speak, California, for example, and Illinois are two states among many that don't require periodic testing of children, although there are approximately 10 states around the country that do.
All right, Richard, does that answer your question?
Well, it seems to me that since homeschool children perform better, they should not get in the way of our freedoms to make their children more intelligent than whatever they came out of high school.
I agree with you totally. Thank you so much for calling, Richard. Appreciate it. Any other questions? If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Mike McGee, and he works at the homeschooling. He works as a teacher in a private school back there in Arlington Heights in Illinois, and they're doing a great job. They actually have 16,000 children in their homeschool programs, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And, of course, I remember when I had Peter Lindstrom on my program, why he was always talking about the homeschool programs and always putting in a pitch for them. And, of course, we always encourage that because or we are firmly committed to the concept of homeschooling. Well, our telephone number again, 1-800-259-5791. And how many children do you think we have in homeschool programs today, Mike?
Doctor, the latest figures on homeschooling, which everyone understands to be estimates, indicate that there's anywhere from 1.2 to 1.5 million children in homeschooling today.
Now, how about in private schools, in other words, not in public school?
In private schools, you have somewhere in the vicinity of between 4 and 5 million in private schools today. The total estimates being that children that go to some sort of non-public school in our country today, including homeschooling, would be somewhere around 10% of the total school-age population.
What is the school-age population? Do you have any idea?
In all honesty, I do not.
All right, fine. Well, it sounds, I would think 30, 40 million, somewhere in there. Anyway, let's hope that the number of children in private schools and the number of children in homeschools increases. But if there's any possible way that you can homeschool your children, it's certainly well worthwhile doing. In fact, we even have our own homeschool programming, but we don't want to be in competition with Paul's programming. So I certainly remember the address is www.homeschools.com or .org?
That would be .org, O-R-G.
.org. And so I'm sure that they have a means there to get in touch with them, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed in the program. It's been around for a long time and has been very, very successful. Well, you know, Chris, in your homeschooling program, do you get around to the Christian influence in society and history, getting into all the reasons why children should believe in God, the perfect organization, you know, whether it be in music or in physics or in the periodic table of chemistry or certainly in mathematics. Everything is in perfect order. How people can think that these things could have occurred just by accident, really, it takes an awful lot of faith to disbelieve in God, that's for sure.
Well, God has to be the starting point of all learning. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and also that except the Lord build the city, they labor in vain who build it. I like to say, except the Lord build the school, they labor in vain who build it or teach it in it. And yes, a Christian philosophy of education must give Christ the preeminence in every sphere of life. I love what 2 Corinthians chapter 10 says. It says that the sum of the Christian life is casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Well, I think that certainly we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, as you say. And what we really need to do is bring up our children in the way of the Lord, and they really won't change when they grow up. But if you don't bring them up in the way of the Lord, they have just really so many tragedies, you know, before them. So they have to have a sense of standards, and they're not going to get them in the public schools. In fact, in the public schools, they do everything they can to destroy their Christian faith and to destroy their sense of morality and right and wrong. And the sex education programs in the public schools are a disaster, and you can see that manifested, as we said earlier, in the fact that there are today 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. They say one in four young people has a sexually transmitted disease, and it may even be more than that. I'm not certain, but I do know that 60 million Americans have a sexually transmitted viral disease, and that doesn't include the syphilis or the gonorrhea or the chlamydia or so many of the other non-viral diseases that can plague humankind. And that is a direct result, in my opinion, of the education that these young people get, where they're told, well, you know, be sure if you're going to have safe sex, use a condom. And I would simply point out that condoms do not prevent, you know, the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases. They may slow it down somewhat, but in the end, there's only one sort of form of safe sex. And that's abstinence until you get married, and fidelity after you get married. That's what it's all about. That's God's law, and We'd sure be a lot better off if we followed it, wouldn't we?
Well, there's no way to improve upon perfection, and the Bible says that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, and it transforms the mind. And, you know, in these days, with our children and our families under such tremendous pressure and attack, no amount of Band-Aids is going to work. It's not enough to put your children in Sunday school for an hour a week and expect that to be some sort of inoculation. No, our children, if they're going to survive the onslaught that's against them today, they're going to need to be in a comprehensive Christian-based program of some kind, 5 days a week, several hours a day, if they're going to survive what's coming against them.
Amen to that. Well, certainly, as we look out and see what's happening to our young people today, and you know, you see them and they've got their nose pierced and they've got their umbilicus pierced and they got their tongue pierced, and you know, there were, you know, so many of the young people now are getting tattoos. All of these are trying to give some meaning to their life, to make them unique and different. I was in a barbershop yesterday. Some young fellow, you know, about 22 or 23, was getting a mohawk. Why? Because he wants to call attention to himself. Because to make people believe he's unique. Well, I think the thing that makes you feel unique is the realization that every individual is made in the image and likeness of God and for God's purpose. And boy, I can't think of anything that would make people have greater self-esteem than that message. But that's not the message that they get in our schools today. Mike, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
I do, Doctor, and that is that it's no mystery why suicide is the number two teenage killer. It's exactly what you put your finger on a moment ago, that the message of the Bible gives life and the other messages give death. I say, friends, choose life and God will bless.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's been a pleasure having you here with us, and I hope we're going to get you on again sometime real soon. Bye-bye and God bless.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt
debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you, if you're in a position to help us, will consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-MORE. Let me mention, we do have a great new four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease, and so many people are contracting this disease. Doctors don't know what to do for them. Well, you'll learn so much from this four-tape set, and of course, there are things that can be done to slow the progress of the disease and hopefully one day to perhaps even reverse it. We have a great four tapes on weather modification. If you notice the terrible storms we're having across America, did you know that they know how to alter the weather? And they can steer storms, they can turn the rain off, they can put it on anytime they want to. We have a great DVD on weather modification by our friend Bob Fletcher. We have a book on weather modification, and you're not going to get this information elsewhere. We have a great four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. We have actually two books on the Bilderbergers. One is entitled The Bilderbergers, the other is The Bilderberger Diary, and then a third book on satanic crimes with a four-tape set comes with that. And then we've got the DVD on the Bilderbergers, Endgame by Alex Jones. All are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then we have things that will tell you how to begin preparing for the very difficult times that lie ahead. We have a DVD called Sheltering in Place. Tells you how to fix your home up in case of a chemical, biological, or chemical attack. And really, the information is so important to have. Start thinking today what you do if the unthinkable should happen. And of course, we have the four tape set on civil defense. So there's certainly a DVD and a four tape set. Sheltering in Place, the DVD. Civil Defense, the four-tape set, and then the book on, of course, nuclear war survival skills put out by the military many years ago, now not available primarily through Radio Liberty and a few other ministries. And then, of course, we have the book Making the Best of Basics, which will help you to know what to do if things really should go from bad to worse. And then, of course, we certainly advocate people begin laying in emergency supplies. We have an emergency food catalog, and it's all sorts of suggestions on what you can obtain. And if you obtain them through Radio Liberty, well, we'll appreciate it. You, of course, give us a call if you'd like an emergency food catalog. Or if you're one of the literally hundreds of people out across America who've already gotten a catalog, why, of course, don't put off making your preparations. And whether you get the products through Radio Liberty or elsewhere, the important thing to do is start laying in products. We do have the water filters, the Berkey water filters, and the Berkey sport bottles. And certainly we have the other Berkey products. We have barrels where you can store your water and pumps to get the water out with. And all of the things that you would really need in case of an emergency. So if you'd like an emergency catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then let me mention, of course, we do carry health products. And if you'd, for instance, what do you do when you have the flu? Well, what I and my wife do is we take something called Allibiotic, which is a combination of garlic and oil of oregano and one of the berry juices, elderberry. I've forgotten which one of the elderberry juices it is, berry juices, but they've been put together. There are five different things there that will really help to fight off infection. That and fairly substantial doses of vitamin D many times will help you to get through the difficult times when everybody else is getting the flu. And I've got to be in good shape to be sitting here behind the microphone. So if you'd like to get one of our health catalogs, lay in a good supply of these products, because who knows how long we're going to be able to get them in the proper and adequate doses. There are people who really are promoting illness in our people who want to prevent us from having these products and herbal products and other products that will maintain our health. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like a health catalog.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw with Freedom Advocates, who is stationed right here in Santa Cruz, and, of course, has a nationwide organization distributing information on Agenda 21 and sustainable development. Now, to many people, these terms, Agenda 21, what's that mean? Well, that is the agenda of the elite for the 21st century. And you can get the books that they put out. I've got my copies from the United Nations, but Radio Liberty actually has the Santa Cruz County Agenda 21 program. Was put out even before the international program was put out, because we live in an area that they experiment on all these programs. The Marxists control the community, and certainly they have brought in this Agenda 21 program. You need to read it, because they want to get you out of your car. They want to get you out of your home if you're living in a rural area. They want to control every aspect of your life, and they're using the so-called threat to the environment as a justification for taking away your freedom. If you substitute the word socialism for sustainable development, it all really makes sense. And there's no environmental problem out there that, of course, a new government law won't make worse, but that's what they're going to implement, and they're going to use the threat to the three-toed salamander or the four-toed frog or whatever it would be to take away your property rights and your personal rights and your human rights. Well, with that as a background, Michael, thank you very much for being with us again.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Dr. Stan. And, you know, what I like to do is talk to your listeners and others, too, for that matter, but to tell them what the reality really is, how the core is what is transforming America. This isn't just the change coming from Obama or McCain, but the transformation that's been going on now for most of a century. What it's all about, where it's headed, how it's encapsulated today. The reality is that America's problems are due to our implementation of the globalist program called sustainable development. People say, oh, but I don't know what sustainable development is. Well, that's why we need to begin to learn what it is. All you're going to find out from your globalist newspaper, like the Santa Cruz Sentinel, is that sustainable development has a sweet-sounding melody about it. They don't tell you that sustainable development is about the transformation of America from a nation of free enterprise, the public-private partnerships. That means from freedom to fascism. They don't tell you that sustainable development is about changing our system of justice from equal justice to social justice. That means from a free society to a communist society. And it's all wrapped up with the 30. They go the equity, which is justice, the economy, which is creating a global marketplace through public-private partnership, and the environment, which is a phony excuse to bring about the other two. Why do I say phony? I say phony because the environment properly cared for with government operation limits government's perspective to keeping the air clean, the water clean, and keeping us from polluting the property of another.
And, of course, I think that one of the most important things to realize is that this is a program of very wealthy people who want to be able to control you. In fact, certainly so much of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which came out after the Second Earth Charter, was written by people like Prince Charles and Al Gore and some of the richest and most wealthy bankers and industrialists in the world on the good ship Britannia, Prince Charles' private yacht, in 1991 and 1992. And the common denominator is, how are we going to control the people but make them think that we're, of course, protecting the environment? And as long as the people don't understand that this is a gimmick to take away their freedom, many people embrace it. Well, Michael, you go right ahead. Of course, let me introduce you to our audience over there in the Salinas Valley. Our guest today is Michael Shaw. Michael Shaw actually has an organization known as Freedom Advocates, and they're working to try to get people to understand that sustainable development is where they talk about it, is really a program to control their lives. And as I've added, this is a program drawn up by people of great wealth who want to control the common people. Now, people who believe they have a right to rule, they believe that we should have a ruling aristocracy, but how are you going to get people to give up their freedom? Why you tell them about the threat of the environment, the threat to the three-toed salamander, the threat to to the black or red or purple frog, whatever it may be. And you keep repeating this over and over and over again until suddenly they realize that, the three-toed salamander is about going to become extinct if we don't give up our freedom and property rights. And the red frog, my goodness, what would the world be without the red frog? And of course, none of these things are usually endangered at all, but they use that threat to take away our freedom, whereas these people really don't care about the environment. In fact, they prevent logging up the mountains so that the forest will burn. They want to burn. They don't care how many animals are killed. When the forests burn, they use the threat to the environment as simply a means of increasing their own power and control of our lives. Michael, you pick the story up.
Well, people can see evidence of sustainable development policy all around them. They can look at Santa Cruz and in our housing stock and realize that the only people who are building housing today, other than maybe one person, one house someplace, are people who have become these public-private partners. Now, public-private partner is a polite name for economic fascism. It's the same system that Mussolini developed in the 20s. Here in Santa Cruz, if you want to build multiple housing, your name's got to be Barry Swinson. Why is that? It's because Barry Swinson will build smart growth housing. What is that? Well, it's where there's business on the ground floor, and then on upper levels, you get to towns like West Vancouver in Canada, it's 40-story buildings with smart growth housing, stacking people on top of each other, putting their jobs down below, making a, quote, walkable community. Maybe there's a rail line, though, for moving people along if they have to. And the idea with smart growth is that children are left behind in their government daycare centers while people go on their assigned jobs. But we've got to create the infrastructure for that. So we have these smart growth proposals in Santa Cruz and in Salinas.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Shaw, talking about this idea of smart growth. And there's certain developers who've gone along with that. Of course, you go along and you get along. You get along real well with the people in the planning department. They'll give you all sorts of special concessions as long as you're going along with the sustainable development program. So pick the story up. And we see here in our own community some of these multi-story buildings going in, you know, in areas that previously they never had them. But, you know, these are simply to stack the people up, get them into areas where they can be watched down the line and monitored and controlled, because that's really what this is all about, is the monitoring and controlling of the population. I'm sure many of the people that are going along with this, the developers, have no idea that they are part of a fascist program to regulate and control the American people. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, that may or may not be the case, Dr. Stan, because I think it's a little worse than that. If you want to be a smart growth developer, you can receive subsidies from the county government of nearly $100,000 per 800-square-foot unit that you build. Now, those subsidies come from the federal government. Santa Cruz has received $3 million for the subsidization of government-controlled smart growth housing along rail tracks in Santa Cruz County. Barry Swenson's the man building it, and he's receiving those subsidies. So I don't care where you live in America, you're paying for government housing along the Ocean's Railroad track here in Santa Cruz. Of course, we're not the only place doing it. You know, the consternation, the economic consternation that's been caused here by smart growth policy has driven the average, very ordinary house to a price of $800,000. People can't afford to, you know, young people especially can't buy their house. They've got to buy, quote, these government price-controlled houses built by smart growth developers working in partnership with the local government, who gets their money to pay the subsidy fee to their private partner through the federal government.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. I mean, you must be a lot of. I'm sure a lot of developers are doing very, very well with those government subsidies.
Well, many private developers simply won't do that kind of business, but nobody's able to speak out about it. Our purpose at Freedom Advocates is to speak out, because that scandalous program I described in Santa Cruz is in every county in the country. That is why our federal government is bankrupt, and it's part of the evidence as to why it is that they don't care.
Well, now, of course, actually, you should be able to build an 800-square-foot apartment for $100,000. Do they charge the people for them after the things are built?
Yes, they do charge. The charge is controlled by government, which is why government justifies the subsidy to the builder. Some of the units can be sold by the developer at whatever price they choose, but a high percentage of them must be sold and controlled then by government agencies, housing authorities, they're called, these little bomb shelters that they've constructed around the county called housing authority buildings. And their job is to be your landlord, and in advance of that, be the partner with the government who contracts with both the profit and non-profit home developers. Here in Santa Cruz, around the city of California, and throughout the nation, these nonprofits formed housing associations spend about twice as much per unit as a free enterprise developer, but they receive these massive subsidies, and they're willing to control the prices that units can be purchased or sold at by regular citizens who now are quasi owners. And the quasi is very limited with government of the house they live in.
Now, is it some sort of partnership between the person who buys the house and the local government? Did they regulate that house after you bought it?
Well, they put deeds. They put deed restrictions against your title. And the deed restriction requires that any conveyor of title receive it at a price not to exceed what the government from time to time establishes as its transfer value for that home.
In other words, if you buy one of these homes, you can't sell it and get whatever price you can. You have to go to the government to find out what you can sell it for?
Yes. And then you have to find out from the government who you can sell it to, because you've got to be on their approved list before it can even be bought in the first place.
Well, of course, now, are ordinary people get these homes by some sort of lottery, or is it simply who the people in the government like?
Well, it can be either or both. The system is just wrapped with corruption. It's how many government activists get spilled into hotbed places like Santa Cruz. But don't think we're alone like this. I mean, the good news for Santa Cruzans is that Alameda County and all the counties over in the San Francisco Bay Area are far more advanced than is Santa Cruz on many sustainable development pilot programs. For instance, Alameda County passed a $2 billion sales tax to support the construction of bicycle lanes and carpool lanes.
And I think it's so important people understand why these bicycle lanes are going in all across the country. It's because they want to get you onto bicycles. They want to get you out of your car. They want a society that it was like in Beijing before everybody started getting a motorcycle. But they really want to force people out of their automobiles. That's why they're running up the cost of gasoline. No reason for the price going up, contrary to everything you're being told. But even more than that, they've already got the bicycle lanes there, so that when gasoline gets to $10 or $15 a gallon, why, you'll be happy to pedal your bicycle to the store and get your groceries. And of course, you won't be able to carry very many of them because you can't carry them on a bicycle. But they don't want you buying very many groceries anyway. So go ahead with the story, Michael, because
well,
it's so incredible.
Let me step back from that a little bit, because what we're really describing here is a program that they call Global to Local. Understanding the global, meaning the globalist movement, to local action, meaning the breakdown of all national sovereignty and the breakdown of all economic systems as needed in order to get this compliant population mentality created, is that what we're beginning to see is how the globalist objectives are being structured so that they can be achieved. And the global to local dynamic, breaking you off from other communities, telling each geographic region, as they call them, they must become self-sufficient. There are several of the objectives that are cornerstone to the sustainable movement. The first is the abolition of private property. Well, we see that coming in so many incremental ways. We could spend a week describing all the examples. A listener is likely to be able to spot a few himself, and with his eyes open, he'll start spotting a whole lot more. And then he'll begin to realize that it's really not being a very selective elimination of private property. The process goes after anyone, anytime, any way that it can. You say, well, what about the Barry Swinsons, the public-private partners? They still have private property. And I say, no, they don't. They're public-private partners. Just like Schindler was a partner with Hitler. It's the same economic dynamic. We're moving toward it very fast. And once we understand that it's a global-to-local program, we scratch our head and say, well, are we going to fight back by targeting an understanding of the World Trade Organization or the World Bank? Or the Republican Party's involvement? I say, well, it's good to know all those things because the dots start to close the loop. But the only effective way we can counterbalance this, and I call it, and I'm not being flamboyant in saying this, sustainable development is the greatest threat, the greatest political economic threat that mankind has ever faced.
Well, I think it's so interesting that one of the slogans of the people who are involved is, think globally, but act locally. Think globally, but act locally. In fact, Marie Strong, one of the advocates of this, has a book that goes right along with that idea. And so what they want to do, they have this thing coordinated all across the country. There is hardly one county in the entire nation that is not instituted some sort of a sustainable development program. They may call it a different name, but of course it is the same basic concept of taking away people's property rights. There are literally hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, which are being funneled into this movement by the great tax-exempt foundations, the great corporations, the people of great wealth. And most of the people at the local level honestly think that when this whole thing is completed, they're going to be in control. Without ever realizing, of course, that they're being used and manipulated for the purposes of people who have a different worldview. And, of course, they want to rule the world. They believe in a one-world government, a one-world religion, and certainly a one-world leader under the auspices of a ruling oligarchy. So go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the dynamic for sustainable development is one that you're not going to find broadly advertised. It will not be mentioned in its totality in any college class that you could attend, although college professors will be lecturing on it routinely in many, many fields. But the purpose of those lectures is to bring the young generation into participation with the objectives and goals of sustainable development. And why not, if you're a young person? You've not been exposed to the concepts that lay behind the founding of the U.S. Constitution. You know, here in Aptos, the Social Service Department proudly proclaims the value of the United Nations and argues that there's no difference between the Declaration of Human Rights and the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights. And yet these people, these teachers, the teachers' union itself, is charged with changing or confusing the nature of these subjects for America's youth.
And I think it's
a marvelous job.
It's important to realize that, of course, the Declaration of Independence says our freedom comes from God. Declaration of Human Rights, UN Declaration of Human Rights, says our freedom comes from a government and they can take it away at any time. And all you need to do is look at Russia and China, which support the United Nations, to understand what we're headed for. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's move out of the central coast of California. And let's put this on a global level, still connecting global to local. At Freedom Advocates, we have begun to attract and reciprocate attention with locales all over the world. Recently, people from Queensland, Australia, that's an area about the size of the west coast of the United States, people from Queensland made contact with us and gave us what, I spend most of my day every day studying and working on issues related to sustainable development policy. And here comes information from a large landmass, English-speaking, common law derivative, birth of Great England. And here it is, the state of Queensland has withdrawn from the Australian Constitution and instituted a new one. And this new one gives a corporation called Brigalow complete power over all rural lands. All farmers in Queensland now must do a contract with Brigalow for their product. All farmers in Queensland can no longer sell their land except through Brigalow at fixed prices that represent no value inherent to the land. In other words, land has been nationalized as a major component of Australia, has become an independent nation that answers the concepts of global governance. Now, this happened in a territory that was bound by common law principles.
Well, of course, aren't the people there upset, or do they realize what's really happened?
Well, the people we're working with are expressive and can communicate well in writing. But the radio show I had with them over the weekend, the statement was that we, Freedom Advocates, are the first organization in the world to report on the circumstance. That there is no press coverage of it in Queensland, and that people are just afraid to talk. Now, what farmers were granted was the right to live on their land for the rest of their life. Inheritance rights are ended.
And that is really amazing that that could actually go on, and of course no one would know about it because of the degree of control over the medium. But then, certainly I'm sure it's not only in Australia, but it's in New Zealand and England and right here in the United States. And so much of the many important things that go on we never hear about. We spend all of our time thinking about Britney Spears and O.J. Simpson and his latest escapade. But as far as the important issues that affect our lives and the lives of our children and our grandchildren, or these are seldom mentioned by the controlled media.
Well, that's for certain, Dr. Stan, and that's why your radio broadcast and the information you circulate, and increasingly I think the information that we have at our website and have available in our pamphlets for wide circulation and on our audio section and video section are what people need to begin to understand this this horrible concept called sustainable development that nobody understands the essence of. We need to understand it. We need to understand it very quickly. We've got three people, one of whom are ready to become President of the United States, all fully committed to its implementation. And that means the next time we vote for President...
Hold that, Michael. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. He was just telling us that in Australia, certainly one of the largest states there, I think there are five states, Queensland is one of the largest. And there, of course, they've passed a law, and they've taken really Queensland out of the Commonwealth, out of Australia. And it's going to be everybody, of course, who owns farmland is subservient to a corporation. And really, they can't sell their land without, of course, going to the corporation. They can live on their land as long as they, they live. And then, of course, when they die, why, of course, no inheritance rights. Everything is to be regulated by this corporation in Queensland. And the fact that most people out there in the listening audience haven't heard this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and what the British people think. Because there is so much control that something major of this issue, of this sort, will not be, of course, covered at all in the media here in the United States. And you're sure not going to hear about it from Rush Limbaugh. Go right ahead.
Well, I think that's right. And I think we expect more news of that nature on an international level, as our information from England indicates that huge changes are happening there that, again, are not being announced to the media in any respect. The dynamic for both Australians and Brits is that their constitutions aren't as firm. They aren't based and predicated on the concept of unalienable rights. And their common law is much more easily undermined than it is here in the United States. And yet the bad news at home is that our common law is eroding away here. I'm going to give an example from Santa Cruz that's occurring right now. The Board of Supervisors is prepared to pass ordinances they claim will make building a, quote, non-habitable accessory structure easier. Now, the bill that makes that easier is a 75-page ordinance. Again, these are non-livable extra buildings on rural land. But what the government is doing to, quote, ease the conditions for building such buildings is that they're requiring all applicants to pay into a fund. The fund will be used to make unannounced inspections in perpetuity on that property without notice to the homeowner.
In other words, basically, if you want to build a building, a non-livable building on your property, you give up your basic property rights and your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights.
That's exactly the circumstance.
But, of course, you do it voluntarily. I mean, you readily agreed to sign the form, but it was the only way they'd allow you to build. So it's like they put a bullet, put a gun to your head and say, you have the freedom now. Do you want to sign this or not?
That's their plan. Now, they're considering taking it a step further. This thing continues to be deferred till a later date because the Sierra Club and the Earth First organization are not yet happy. Because what they want is an enforcement provision that requires that any violator of these unlivable accessory buildings, if there's any violation of those rules, that a jail term be mandated to the landowner. So the debate right now isn't about protecting unalienable rights. The debate is about whether or not property owners should be put in jail if they happen to build a barn without a permit, and they didn't want the permit because they didn't want to give up their Fourth Amendment rights.
And of course, here, of course, these basically Marxist communist concepts that are being pushed right here in Santa Cruz, and I suspect in other countries and other communities across the nation. Whereas there is no basic freedom if you do not have property rights. In fact, if you read the Constitution of the United States, you'll never see the words life and liberty used without associating them with the word property. Life, liberty, and property are the very essence of freedom, and it is rapidly being destroyed right here in our community and in similar communities throughout the world where the people have accepted this philosophy and think globally but act locally to take away the freedom of the people.
Well, all I'll say is that while Santa Cruz may be stepping out and has for a long time as a leader in this regard, I'll say once again the seven or eight counties that surround us with larger populations are deeper into this muck than we are. The dynamic is everywhere. Santa Cruz always tries to take the lead. We have caused them to fail on a number of dynamics. But as I look at our neighboring counties moving at a slower pace, it's happening like clockwork there.
And, of course, this is all part of a master plan, the plan of an elite who really want to control us. And then, of course, their flunkies here at the university who embrace these concepts of Marxism without realizing, of course, when we go all the way, and of course Marxism controls everything and everything is controlled, why they are quite expendable. And that's what the members of the Communist Party found in Russia after, of course, it helped Lenin consolidate power. They were right off to the Gulag archipelago themselves. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Michael, go right ahead, pick up the story.
Well, I think that people, once they gain some glistening of the seriousness of that's posed by sustainable policy, once you understand that it is thoroughly embedded in the U.S. Congress, Ron Paul told me one time, he said, there's no discussion of sustainable development. It is a goal of the Congress to implement sustainable development. Well, I say to the listener, you better know what it is. Because I'll also say to the listener that in my 7 years of study, there is nothing that indicates to me that sustainable development is anything but the creation of global tyranny that will reduce human population very substantially while turning those who remain into chattel for a ruling elite. So if you can accept what I've just said, and it takes some study before you're reasoned enough to do that, but if that, if what I've just said is true, it becomes necessary that we understand our enemy. I mean, Sun Tzu, the Chinese military expert from the BC days, said, if you don't understand your enemy, you will lose 100 out of 100 battles. If sustainable development is floating a little leftist idea over here, you go, oh, I'm a leftist, I'm going to follow that, you've given up your children's prospects. If you're a conservative right-winger and they throw up one of their little public-private partnership things or some other dynamic that appeals to you and you go running for it without knowing the difference, you have abandoned your children's. We've got to understand what sustainable development is so that we don't suck into these myriad of arguments on the wrong side. Because when a good person does that, we're stepped back so far that if many do it, and today most are doing it, we won't have a chance. It is your human duty, it is your civic duty, it is your parental duty to know what sustainable development is, to know what the three E's are, to know how environment is used as a tool to bring us a new system of government, a new system of justice, and a new system of economics. But when we understand that, we'll rally up. Sure, there's some prices to pay. The funny money that we've been using to build this globalist dynamic, when I say funny money, I mean fiat money, which is money made out of thin air, put into circulation.
Michael, hold that. We're going to have to bring our other stations on board. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. Michael, before we go on, I want you to get your webpage out and how people can get in touch with your organization and what they'll get when they do get in touch with you.
Well, the best way to be in touch with us and become a freedom advocate is to look at our website. You know, our effort is to create the base for study for teachers, for parents, and for students. That is for everybody to understand what sustainable development is, how it's being implemented, what the risk it brings, and what it is that you need to start thinking about doing. I'll say the time is getting shorter all the time, so the sooner the better for taking that approach. We'll send you a lot of places. There's a lot of reference documents and research documents, good commentaries, plenty of audio, plenty of video. You can find your methodology for answering the question to yourself. What is sustainable development, and what will it mean for me and my children? You can reach us at 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232.
And freedomadvocates.org, an excellent website. And certainly you have a lot of pamphlets and other material, don't you, that explain exactly what's going on?
Well, we do. We have pamphlets that are quick and easy to read that give you the nice overviews. One of them is called Sustainable Development, Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. And then we have a pamphlet called Transforming America, Sustainable Development, The Destruction of Your Rights, Creating Crisis, Shortage, and a Police State. Now, these pamphlets are under 20 pages long, you know, in pamphlet size, so it's not a long read. But out of the read, you'll end up with more questions. You'll want to do more research, and that's what the purpose of so much of the rest of our site is. Now, we sell these pamphlets in bulk, and the places around the country, and really around the world, that have distributed these, you know, the rumblings are beginning.
And, of course, the thing is, people have to realize that there are people who want to take away our freedom. I mean, they've always been there, but, of course, these are, contrary to what most people think, that the danger is communism, it is the people who finance the communist movement, the people within the great tax-exempt foundations, the people of great wealth, who want power and control over the lives of the common people. And if we don't stand up, then we will lose, because they're totally committed to winning. There are not very many of them. They do have, of course, the control of the media. They can have the control of our corporations, our tax-exempt foundations, and both political parties. But they are a minuscule number of the people in this country. The great majority to be controlled by this small minority, well, that's what they did in the Soviet Union. They control the military. They control the police. And they simply beat down or simply did in anybody who spoke out against them. And in America, could that happen in America? Well, it not only can, it will happen unless the people out there in the audience are willing to get informed and then join Michael in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. So pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, one of the problems that we've had in protecting or defending freedom for really a very long time have been the courts. But I'd like to report some good news that came out of a bad kernel that's been hatched by the American courts. And let me describe it this way. In 2005, the United States Supreme Court issued its decision in Kelo. Kelo was an example of where a public-private partner, in this case Pfizer Corporation, teamed up with local government, in this case the City of New London, and decided that 300 people had to lose their homes so that Pfizer could build its plant. Well, got to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court reversed 230 years of American practice and thought and said, sure, that's okay. Just pay the people and get them out.
But, of course, did they get a fair return for their property, or were they simply, you know, given a small pittance to pretend that they were doing that? What this was, that Pfizer could have gone in and bought the property. They didn't want to buy the property and have to pay, you know, full market price. They wanted, of course, to have government seize the property, and then they could get it for a pittance.
Well, the issue, Stan, actually is more basic than that, because because I know the final people litigating in this case ended up with a reasonable value for their house. But the idea is this: the Fifth Amendment calls for grants government's right to exercise its eminent domain power. Now, eminent domain means that the government can take private property. The Constitution says that it must be for a public use. So for 230 years, that was assumed to be, well, roads, post offices, schools, city halls. Okay? It didn't mean for government to give it to their multinational corporate buddy and people lose their home in the process. So the change was changing the purpose of, changing the meaning of the clause, public purpose. And they said that anything that satisfies a public goal, in this case, higher local income taxes to the city, anything that justifies the city getting more taxes can be done. That's a huge change. It means every business, it means every homeowner can be taken out by the payment of funny money, you know, currency that's made up out of thin air, and their livelihood can simply be uprooted. Now, that offends everybody I've ever spoken to. Kelo was a 5-4 decision and a horrible one. But where it came from was a unanimous decision a month earlier out of called Lingle versus Chevron. Lingle is the Republican New World Order governor of Hawaii. And Chevron was the defender of private property. The court in the case ruled that Hawaii could control the rent on gas stations, even though it was adverse to Chevron's, you know, short interest. And that opened the door for this public benefit concept in determination of the powers of government to take people's property. Now, this is a pretty depressing notion. Most states have had initiatives to change the rule and not have the federal law apply. In other words, they're trying to salvage private property at the state level. Many of these ordinances have actually boomeranged. It used to be that we knew we had the Fifth Amendment. Now we got to rely on the state. The states often, not often, always are in the hands of sustainable development politicians. You cannot be an elected Democrat or Republican without going along. It doesn't mean you have to know the philosophy. It just means you've got to go along.
Well, now, didn't they actually try to get a state initiative through here that this would not apply, that they could not use the right of eminent domain to take away our property and to give it to one of their buddies?
Yes, that was on the ballot in California, and it didn't pass.
And
the Chamber
people
of Commerce and the cities just banded together and defeated the vote, if we can trust the vote counting, 51-49.
And, of course, the thing is that they simply lied to the people. The people did not understand what the issue was, that their property could be taken away, you know, and without, you know, their permission to turn it over to somebody else, and they distorted the whole issue. And if you got enough money, you can convince the people of a lie. It doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, and you have all sorts of television programs that reiterate it, and all sorts of experts that lie, pretty soon people will accept the lie and will believe it. And that's the tragedy that happened here in California. How did those initiatives fare across the country? Did a lot of them get passed?
Well, a lot of them got passed, but a lot of them were bogus. You know, some of them would have, you know, an expiration date or a beginning date associated with them. Some of them had cute little language that exempted, for instance, redevelopment agencies. You know, this is the practice of redevelopment agencies. You know, they do take Ma and Pa's property and give it to their partner. And they've been doing that for decades. This is really intended to be an indictment of redevelopment. Instead, it authorized redevelopment. So the agencies up in the San Lorenzo Mountains and the one down in Live Oak here in Santa Cruz have worked for decades to achieve just these globalist results. Now, in England, large areas of homes have been condemned by Tony Blair's government. and all these people were relocated into smart growth Sackman Packham units. They went from owning their house to having one of these phony government-supported ownerships, where they have to, where the government really makes the rules. I mean, who can stay over? What time lights have to be out? I mean, we're talking, you know, we're really talking about making people like human chattel. Now, unfortunately, the English people have just not figured out what they're fighting or how to organize. England is going down the tubes very fast on this globalist dynamic that will restructure how we live, what our economics are, how our children are raised. That's one of the very crucial elements of sustainable development policy, is rearing the new generation to accept global governance. And that certainly happens in the schools here in Santa Cruz. Scotts Valley, on the other side of the county, has a model UN club and teaches the International Baccalaureate Program to its star students. International Baccalaureate Program is about the establishment of global governance and public-private partnerships and borderless societies.
And, of course, with the global government, we lose our freedom. Our Constitution no longer applies, and, of course, the God-given rights guaranteed under our Constitution and Declaration of Independence will simply become a remembrance of things past. People think that wouldn't it be wonderful if we could bring freedom to people throughout the world? No, it has nothing to do with bringing freedom to people throughout the world. It has to do with taking away freedom from the American people and destroying the very fabric of our society. And what people do not understand is the major driving force towards world government is not Russia, it is not China, it is the elite in New York City at 5088 68th Street, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. Their commitment, their goal, or their objective is a one world government, a one world religion, and enthroning a new one-world leader. And until people understand that it is the United States that is pushing these terrible ideas, and not the average person in the United States, but the elite ruling financial elite there, you know, in Washington, D.C. and in New York City, that want to bring about this world government, want to bring about sustainable development, want to take away the freedom from the people and enslave them.
Well, and people really need to understand, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, I mean, I've been a Democrat since, you know, 30 years. I haven't voted for a Democrat in probably 20 years. But it doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. Both parties are officially committed to the globalist order. That's why the only candidates we get, by and large, are globalist order candidates. Because without doing that, you're just not going to get your party's endorsement. And without that, you don't become your party's nominee. And so the guys in Washington are globalists, because the globalist bankers have bought up the parties. They've got all the money. They've got all the gold. And they get the guys that do their dirty work. America is hanging by a thread. We can look at Sam Farr locally. We can look at the Santa Cruz City Council. We can look a lot further than that, and we can see all kinds of evidence that the politicians that have the support of our political parties are fellows who are committed, and women, committed to sustainable development policy at the terrible cost to everyone American.
Well, of course, it's the old idea of the golden rule. You know, he who has the gold rules, he who can get the most money, you know, is going to get himself elected to the Congress or to the city council or the school board. And they targeted our school boards because they want to target the minds of our children. They target the county board of supervisors, the city councils, the fire board, the water board. They've got their people every place. They're not trying to solve the water problems. They spend, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000 on a study, and a study that's going to accomplish absolutely nothing other than to have another study. They do not want the solution. They want the problem, and the solution is always more power away from the people. Restrict the people, control the people, and that's what it's really all about.
Now, let me speak to the listener who has a neighbor or someone they consider a friend who happens to hold one of these political positions in fire department, board say, you know, but Joe isn't like that. He's not out to ruin America. You guys are nuts. My response to that is this. Vladimir Lenin very astutely pointed out in the 1920s that very few of his people, he was the premier of Russia, he said, very few of my people understand our philosophy. Most of them are simply useful idiots. Now, I can tell you that the parties do indoctrinate their people when they get elected. I've had a sweet young San Jose City Council person tell me of the grand stories, the three-day conferences that she went to on smart growth, in other words, to describe what smart growth was, but how it was going to change her community and really spruce it up because everybody now could have community lunches together. They get people and they get them on a line and they get them on the trail of assisting the implementation of this program. Most of them don't know what they're doing.
Well, I know that's what they do when the young congressman gets elected and gets back to Washington, D.C., and immediately they take him off and they give him all sorts of books to read, but and they give him all sorts of instruction and they flatter him. But what they're really doing is indoctrinating him to go along and get along and push this idea of globalism and, you know, control of population and poverty and pollution. I remember one of our congressmen from this area, Bert Talcott, went back to Washington, D.C. to do what was right, came back and told me the major problems were poverty, population, and pollution, and we were going to have to pass new federal laws to control that, to do away with poverty, to do away with population, excess population, and to certainly to control pollution. And he was a good man, but of course they were able to totally change his outlook by the getting him back to Washington, D.C. He started out with a 70% conservative voting record, and by the time he retired, I think he was down about 35 or 40%. And that's how they do it. They flatter you, they get you in, and of course you become one of the insiders there. And of course eventually your whole attitude changes, and you become not part of the solution, but part of the problem. Michael, go ahead.
Well, the dynamics are getting quite serious. And my suggestion is that people, the study I know best is the one that Freedom Advocates, we've aggregated here in Santa Cruz and from around the world, who have contributed to our site. If that's a good way to get started, we'll send you plenty of other places.
Hold that thought, right? We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, Michael, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, to finish that last thought, I think that somebody can come to our site, spend some time, and go away with a pretty firm understanding. And as you go through your community, you'll be able to see one by one how it is that innocent people have fallen prey to the ravage of sustainable development. When you link it all together, it is about creating human slavery for all of us. A few will be designated as slave masters. They might think they're living better, but they're a slave nonetheless. And the only way for us to stop it, because the ball is fairly well down the alley, is to understand what we're dealing with, know what it is that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain are working to achieve. They may be just a useful idiot. I'm not sure they are. I think it could be worse than that. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They're simply useful idiots. They are committed to sustainable programs. They are committed to globalism. They do play it from the left and the right. Doesn't matter, because they're two sides of one coin, taking us down step by step. This dynamic of global governance, the implementation of sustainable development policy, and the dawning of a long era of tyranny for all of mankind. America's duty is to stop that march. The way we do it is fight back locally. When we take back 2,000 counties in this country, we'll have our sights on Washington, D.C. But right now, I can't point to a single county in the country that can sit back and say, no, we fought it off. So wherever you are, you're facing the same problems as Santa Cruz. Use our example. Be able to recognize the issues in your county. They're coming from the federal government. They're coming from your state government. And they're initiating in your local community. They're coming out of your colleges, particularly your land-grant colleges. understand the concept, pick your area of contribution, and join the team that works to save America. Keep us from going down this globalist path. Keep our children and their children free to live a life that is theirs. Because if we don't, there'll be regrets for a long time until people even forget what it is they're regretting.
All right, Michael. Well, thank you very much. Our guest has been Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. Michael, one more time, your telephone number and your website.
Website is freedomadvocates.org. Our number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you've enjoyed Michael Shaw. This is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. And, of course, it all has to do with taking away your property rights, taking away your freedom. And, of course, this is simply one step along the way towards tyranny. Now, certainly we have a great syllabus on sustainable development. There's nothing quite as good available. And, of course, we take you into the Georgia Guidestones, the plan for population control. We take you into the World Bank Water Policy, the Earth Charter, which is the new Ten Commandments for the world. The Global Biodiversity Assessment, ordinarily that is, I think, about 1,142 pages, but we've got it down to maybe 20, 25 pages. There's no better analysis, and of course you can read exactly what they intend. And they talk about population control and the necessity of either reducing the living standards of the people on Earth or reducing the population to 1 or 2 billion people. And I believe, of course, they're going to select the latter approach because, whereas these people don't care how many people die, they see nothing wrong with wars and creating diseases and famines and destruction of lives. And it's the abortion. And they're pushing all of these programs throughout the world. And they're even in many third world countries putting material in the tetanus toxoid vaccines that they give away that will cause women to miscarry so they will not be able to have children. And they lie to people about it, and they lie to people here in the United States. And, of course, they're vaccinating people throughout the world with vaccines that are loaded with mercury because it'll destroy their fertility and, of course, to destroy their minds as well. It is no accident that 1 in every 6 American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and that certainly about 1 in every 60 boys has autism. These things are not by accident. They come from mercury, if you'd like to verify that. The DVD is Dr. David Ayoub, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And when you get that DVD, you get a free CD-ROM that has literally thousands of pages of documents that the government has compiled on the toxicity of thimerosal. But because they control the media, the average individual doesn't know. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We have the syllabus on sustainable development. We have a DVD, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. We have a 4-tape set on sustainable development. We have a 4-tape set on population control. If you have not yet seen my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide on DVD, let me recommend it. If you have not heard my talk on planned population reduction or population control, there are actually 3 items there. All are important. We have a monograph. You can get it on our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can get my population control agenda monograph. Or if you get into the other items, you could request it. We'll send it to you free of charge. It's probably the best item out there. I wish I had time to update it. Perhaps one day we will, but right now it's the best item we have, and it will help you to really understand what is going on today as they are planning to dramatically reduce the population of the world and to kill off the vast majority of the people. And if you doubt that, all you need to do is go to Elberton, Georgia, there where they have the Georgia Guidestones, where chiseled in stone in 8 different languages is the plan. And the point number 1 of the plan is maintain the world population at 500 million at constant balance with nature. And until you understand that no one knows who put up the money for the monument, no one knows, of course, what the